This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey agreed Thursday to a 120-hour ceasefire in its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced it in Ankara after extensive talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Cindy Sain.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Turkey Thursday to push Erdogan to stop the attacks. After hours of talks, Pence made this announcement.
And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Pence said that Turkey has agreed to pause its assault for 5 days, while the U.S. facilitates the withdrawal of Kurdish fighters from a large swath of territory that stretched from Turkey's border nearly 32 kilometers into Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump spent Thursday in Texas rallying to drum up support from his base in a state that until recently could be counted on to vote Republican, but may be shaping up to become a battleground state. Mr. Trump arrived in Texas as news broke about the ceasefire agreement reached by the United States and Turkey, with Ankara agreeing to suspend its military operation, speaking in Fort Worth before participating in a roundtable discussion with supporters in a fundraiser luncheon in Fort Worth. Mr. Trump called the ceasefire an incredible outcome and something that they've been trying for 10 years. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of U.S. President Trump's properties in the state of Florida. In making that announcement on Thursday, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site's election process from immediate criticism that Mr. Trump will personally benefit from hosting the major event at one of his resorts. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling the selection of the personal property for the meeting as among the most brazen examples of the president's corruption, adding that he believes Mr. Trump is exploiting his office and making official U.S. government decisions for his personal financial gain. The White House admitted Thursday that President Trump froze $400 million in badly needed military aid to Ukraine to pressure it into investigating Democrats in the 2016 presidential election. The stunning revelation by the acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, came after Mr. Trump spent weeks denying there was any quid pro quo with Ukraine or this for that with Ukraine. Mulvaney later accused the media of misconstruing what he said to be benefit of a biased and political witch hunt against Mr. Trump. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, who is leading the impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump, said he thinks that Mr. Mulvaney's acknowledgement means that things have gone from very, very bad to much, much worse. Mourning on Capitol Hill Thursday by members of both political parties after the announcement that Congressman Elijah Cummings of the U.S. state of Maryland has died. VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Head of the House Oversight Committee leading the impeachment inquiry into Trump, Cummings had a fierce sense of justice that still drew respect from fellow Republicans. President Trump tweeted his condolences, but earlier this summer, he had harsh words for Cummings and his predominantly African-American home city of Baltimore.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
The president's claim Cummings District was a rat and rodent-infested mess seen as a racially insensitive attack, looked at as retaliation for Cummings' investigations into the administration.
We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world. We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people.
But both Democrats and Republicans remembered him Thursday as one of the leading figures in Congress for his strong values. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A U.S. fleet has begun the sea phase of a joint maritime training exercise near the contested waters of the Spratly Islands, along with naval assets from the Philippines and Japan. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Stratton sailed out to the harbor on Thursday along with four U.S. naval ships. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.